Hello, Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dancross, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been taking a look at a series of news stories this morning, especially examining yesterday's appearance by Dr. Jerome Corsi on this show. You can, of course, find Dr. Corsi's articles on illegal immigration and everything else at newswithviews.com, Thomas S. Winter's humaneventsonline.com, and Joe Farrow's World Net Daily, which I believe is at WND.com. And yet, having said that, I think we also need to underscore the fact that Dr. Corsi said some things yesterday in foreign policy that certainly involve closer examination, especially as he is in a position potentially to become the Constitution Party's candidate for president. I'll say more about that later on this morning, but I do believe that if the Constitution Party comes forth with a platform that emphasizes the dangers of world government, a platform which wants to get back to the U.S. being an independent, autonomous nation state, which wants to get us out of the global institutions of the New World Order, that wants to get rid of the Internal Revenue Service, and so forth and so on. All of that is fantastic, but it is not going to have a great deal of credibility, I don't believe, unless this whole issue of Zionism and Israel and the role of the Jewish lobby in the domestic United States is clarified. Because, folks, when we look at this whole package of world government and globalism, I don't see how we can divorce that from the whole issue of Israel and Zionism and what the Israeli lobby has been doing domestically in the United States related to all kinds of political issues. That's something that I don't think Dr. Corsi sees in the same way that I do or that Pat Buchanan does or Ron Paul or Michael Collins Piper or Mark Glenn. And it's something that we're going to have to, ongoingly debate in the days ahead. I think Dr. Corsi is a fantastic guy. He's obviously tremendously educated. You don't come away from Harvard with a PhD without having a great deal of gray matter. He obviously does. He's a very gracious gentleman. And on so many issues, he is showing what a fraud the Republican Party is. But I think having said that, this whole issue of Israel and the Middle East will not go away. And I don't think that Dr. Corsi has what, in my view, is the understanding, the historical understanding, and the ideological and philosophical clarity to evaluate the exchange the other night between Giuliani and Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul is correct on this issue. I think that American foreign policy has drawn us into this present disaster, and without in any way suggesting that American mistakes in the past justify terrorism. They don't. Dr. Paul was not saying that the other night. Nonetheless, there is a cause and effect relationship between what we've done in that part of the world and what has come back to haunt us. And to the extent that that's true, either in Iran in 1953 or what happened in Palestine in 1946 through 1948, we need as a nation to clean up our act. We need to get our politicians out of office who will not support an American first foreign policy. And folks, we need to do something about the Palestinians, something on their behalf. What we have supported there, in my judgment, is immoral. The whole issue is not going to go away. And the fingerprints of this country are all over this present tragedy going on both in Gaza and the West Bank, as well as Lebanon. Getting back then to what Dr. Corsi was talking about yesterday with immigration reform, which, of course, he freely acknowledges is a complete fraud, and he's to be credited for that. Let's examine once again just briefly before we go on to some Middle Eastern stories, and before I analyze in further detail this new presidential directive that Mr. Bush has granted to himself to assume dictatorial powers over the rest of us in the event of a so-called national emergency. We'll take a look at these stories when we come back. This is Mark Dancross, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're looking at a series of news stories today, going back as well and reviewing what Dr. Jerome Corsi had to say on this show, both related to immigration reform as well as to foreign policy. A lot of what he says in the former I think is great. I have a lot of concerns about Dr. Corsi in regard to his positions on the Middle East and Israel. That's a very significant and honest difference of opinion. But it's not going to go away. And I'm going to say right now that I believe that if the Constitution Party wants to nominate a great candidate for president, that Dr. Corsi, in so many respects, is that candidate, I think. But boy, in the area of foreign policy, that is a significant caveat that I have to interject into this situation. I don't think that the Constitution Party's total worldview in regard to domestic and foreign policy can possibly be brought forth in a comprehensive and coherent way, in a consistent way, philosophically and ideologically, unless this whole issue of Israel and Zionism in the Middle East is clarified. If that doesn't happen, then I think Howard Phillips and Jerome Corsi, once again, will be offering the public something that, while it has a great deal of merit, is ultimately not going to sell because of the inconsistencies that are contained within the organization and within its policy positions. I'll maybe say more about this a little later. I wanted to mention one other thing about what Jerome Corsi says today at News with Views. And by the way, hopefully in the next 24 hours or so, at Breaking All the Rules News, I will have a front page post on Jerome Corsi's appearance on my show here with the Republic Broadcasting Network, with some very important URLs, clickable URLs posted in regard to some of Dr. Corsi's more recent efforts in regard to immigration reform, and also what he has to say about Mr. Bush granting himself extraordinary emergency powers in the event of a so-called national emergency in this country, going around the Congress. Going around the Congress of the United States and existing law. I'm going to look at this in more detail today on the show in the next couple of hours in regard to what Larry Chin has said on this subject with globalresearch.ca. We've got to look at these as the key stories of the day. We are moving, folks, in the complete direction of a police state, and we need to understand who and what is behind this, what the symptoms are, and what the real issues are for our politicians in regard to continuing to allow the chief executive of this country to do things that are unconstitutional and that are clearly illegal and that are designed to create in this country a special brand of authoritarianism, that if the Padilla case goes unchecked and if the Sami al-Aryan case and its implications go unchecked, suggests that we could be in the next few years well on the way to becoming a full-blown police state that does not resemble the Jeffersonian, Madisonian model at all. Underscore that, folks. I said it publicly. I've been saying it for a number of years. This is what's going on. And what I'm afraid is going to happen is this. When you look at the front page of today's Washington Post and look at Karen DeYoung's piece that is entitled Iranian Defiance of UN is detailed, what is said there by the Washington Post today on page one is ominously paired, in my judgment, with what the Kavkaz Center of Chechnya sends to me today in regard to the fact that the United States Navy now has a new show of force taking place off the coast of Iran. There's a connection between those two events. Is there a connection with the third? The notion that Mr. Bush is just looking through this new presidential directive at a dictatorial brand of powers that will enable him, at the stroke of a pen, to simply declare that a national emergency exists, that the Constitution has been suspended, and that the president can imprison anyone he wants to, that he can define anyone as being an enemy combatant that he wants to, that he can do all kinds of situations up to and including launching a war against a foreign power without a constitutional declaration of war, as he's required to get according to Article 1, Section 8. This is the era that we live in, folks. This is what we're headed toward. And if you don't believe me, take a look at the totality of the evidence based upon all the different things that our guests have been talking about in recent days and recent weeks. It's quite obvious that that's what's happening. And when we discuss this whole issue of Mr. Bush this morning and his whole desire to have even more dictatorial powers being granted to him by executive order, keep in mind that the text of this executive order is well worth your time in reading. Mr. Bush made this declaration, by the way, on May the 9th. National Security Presidential Directive 51 is the way that this thing is posted. You will also find it cross-posted as Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. What is this all about? Shortly we'll take a look at it in regard to what Larry Chin has said about it at globalresearch.ca. Also with reference to what Jerome Corsi has written about it in WorldNet Daily. But before we do that, just one more thing about John McCain. Folks, I've indicated to you before on this show that I think that Senator McCain, frankly, is mentally and psychologically and emotionally not playing with a full deck of cards. I don't know the extent to which part of this relates to his experience as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. To the extent that it does, and I don't know, I mean, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, I'll leave that to an expert to determine, but, you know, to the extent that it may relate to the tragedy of what he went through in North Vietnam a generation ago, then obviously we have to have compassion for Mr. McCain, at the same time that we have to be forthright and say, not simply in regard to his positions on the issues, but in regard to his mental and emotional stability and outlook, that this guy is not fit to be a candidate for the presidency of the United States. You may recall that Don Goldwater, the nephew of the late Barry Goldwater, was on this show some weeks ago talking about the illegal immigration issue in Arizona And Don, of course, is involved with the Minutemen and some of the other groups down there in Arizona. A very nice gentleman, by the way. And he was telling us, you may remember this, and if you don't recall it, you can go back to the archive for the date in question and listen to Don's testimony on this once more. Don Goldwater was saying that John McCain had assailed Goldwater as a Nazi, quote-unquote, as a Nazi, for simply advocating the lawful reassertion of the status of our border, and for simply being of the mind that the United States should not codify in law the illegal existence of 12 to 20 million people in this country who have not obeyed our laws and who want to come here on a predatory basis, and whose long-term involvement in this country involves demographic and political and cultural changes to the very fabric of the United States of America. For believing that, and I suspect that most of you who listen to this show believe that, I certainly believe it, Don Goldwater was assailed by John McCain as a Nazi. Now Jerome Corsi comes forth to emphasize what has been said in several other places in the news summaries in the last couple of days, that Mr. McCain has been using the F word in a series of angry, irrational exchanges with Senator John Cornyn, the Republican United States Senator from Texas. Now let's think about this for a minute, folks. I'm not going to suggest to you, even as a Christian pastor, that I've never done anything wrong when it comes to my language under extreme provocation. If you've ever dropped a frozen milk carton on your toe, you might know what I'm talking about. We're not proud of these events, but they happen. I understand that. I'm not standing in moralistic judgment of circumstances of that ilk. They happen. They're a part of original sin. But Mr. McCain has been involved repeatedly in a level of public discourse on camera as a United States senator acting in an official capacity that indicates to me that, frankly, he is a loon. I don't know how else to put it. I believe this guy is a crackpot. And he's a crackpot, certainly on the basis, in my judgment, of a series of things that he said about the war in Iraq that I think are completely divorced from reality. And in that regard, I think it's very sad that Senator McCain could go through something as personally tragic and as nationally tragic as what he endured and what we endured in the war in Southeast Asia between 1964 and 1973, and a generation later failed to learn anything from that. In that regard, he's not alone, admittedly. There are a lot of other people who made the mistake in the first instance who did not learn the second time around. And so we're now going through this whole thing again, in this time in Iraq, with potentially even greater and more catastrophic consequences than what happened to our nation and to our kids a generation ago. McCain has not learned his lesson on this. The verbiage that comes out of this guy indicates to me that he's irrational, and from time to time he has been accused of being a warmonger. I happen to believe that that charge is accurate, and that on that basis alone, this guy does not belong in the office of the presidency of the United States any more than the current office holder belongs there. But we already have one guy with some very serious deficiencies who's fouled up the country in the last 6 or 7 years. We certainly don't need John McCain, who might bring this whole question of mental stability and intellectual acuity to the next level in regard to fouling up the entire nation were he to enter the Oval Office. Thankfully, I don't think he's going to make it. And thankfully, I believe that the public perceives that this guy is a little nutty, not simply based upon some of the things he said about the war that bear no resemblance to reality whatsoever, but again to these fits of public behavior that from time to time suggest that he is mentally and psychologically unstable. These attacks on Don Goldwater down in Arizona are a part of this package. Now we see in what Jerome Corsi told us yesterday that McCain, in Corsi's words, according to his post today at News with Views, McCain, quote, elevated by his unfortunate exchange of angry words with Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas. McCain was not elevated in his quest for the presidency by this exchange. He should by now realize that his presidential chances, quoting Dr. Corsi here, are not enhanced by hurling the F word. The F word at neighbor state colleagues from within his own party and insisting that he knows more than they do on the subject of illegal immigration. What kind of a United States senator uses that kind of language against a senatorial colleague in the conduct of official business? this guy McCain's a nut. When we come back, we'll move on to the Middle East. This is Mark Anhouse America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is Mark Anthos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review was going to be on with me this morning, but when he started looking at the time difference between California and Texas in regard to this whole issue of Pacific time on the one hand and Central on the other, he determined that it might be a little early for him to come on. So at a future juncture, I want to get him on the show again to discuss this Giuliani-Ron Paul exchange. Maybe we can do a show that is taped and that airs in my normal time segment. I was also going to suggest to my technicians that I'd like to get Matthias Chang on this show. He has sent me his latest book, by the way, which is absolute dynamite, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill. Out in the open, mind control programs and operations of the Mossad, CIA, M16, etc. How we became war junkies. You can get this book, by the way, through the American Free Press by giving them a call at 1-888-699-NEWS. And, of course, Matthias is in Malaysia. There's a 13-hour time difference where the Malaysians are 13 hours ahead of me on Central Time in the United States here in Texas. And Matthias has a very busy schedule as an attorney, as a trial attorney. And so, therefore, he requested that he and I get together to do a show on his book for RBN in a time frame other than the one where I normally appear. And, of course, my 7 to 10 a.m. Segment, I assume, is sacrosanct. And so what I would need to do with Matthias, much as is the case with Mark Weber, is to do a show that is taped at a different time and that is then aired during the normal segment. I'd like to put that together with him, and I just wanted to put a bug in the ear of my technicians at RBN that this is in my mind in regard to something that we need to do at some point when we can work it into our respective schedules. But Matthias Chang's book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, How We Became War Junkies, we'll get into some things that I think reveal the extent to which I'm not in agreement with the foreign policy orientation of our fine friend Dr. Jerome Corsi of both WorldNet Daily and Human Events. I love Dr. Corsi as a person. I think he's a great guy in illegal immigration. I think the 6 points, by the way, that Corsi talked about yesterday morning, at the very end of the show, I said, hey, you know, I advised Michael Perutka to do certain things when he asked me for my advice officially in 2004 when he carried the standard for the Constitution Party as their presidential nominee. You know, what, Dr. Corsi, would you now say are those issues that you would emphasize in regard to a Constitution Party candidate for president? He listed 6 things. I thought they were basically excellent. They even included the abolition of the direct federal income tax on American citizens, which I think is an absolutely essential point of view. I love what he says about illegal immigration. I think we do need a strong national defense. But this whole question of Israel and the Israeli lobby and this enforcement of British imperial policy in the Middle East that we have inherited from the British, I think is not going to fly. And to the extent that the Constitution Party nominates someone who's saying all the right things except on that issue, it's going to prove to be a very difficult and painful situation. I'd like to see that whole circumstance surrounding Dr. Jerome Corsi's foreign policy positions and the foreign policy positions of some other people whose names have come up in conjunction with Constitution Party presidential nominations be more fully examined. And by the way, before we get back into this whole question, which Dr. Corsi did give us a little bit of preliminary information on yesterday, and that's Mr. Bush's new dictatorial powers as of May 9th. That's National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. Before we really get into this, both with what Jerome Corsi has said as well as with what Larry Chin has posted at globalresearch.ca, I'd like to mention that I am confirmed for Friday, June 15th on this show with John Dominic Crossan. John Dominic Crossan is an absolutely fascinating gentleman. I say that just on the basis of what I'm doing and working my way through his book. He's a professor emeritus at DePaul University, widely regarded, according to Harper San Francisco, as the foremost historical Jesus scholar of our time. You can find his website at johndcrossan.com. I have a feeling that I'm going to strenuously disagree with certain things that John says in this book entitled God and Empire, Jesus Against Rome, Then and Now. I would suspect that I have some things in my mind about Christian theology and orthodoxy that might not square with Dr. Crossan. But I think in regard to this dangerous utilization of false theocratic religious auras to justify naked foreign aggression in war, that I'm with Dr. Crossan on that subject, and that, of course, is the main theme and thesis of his book. I believe as well that the Christian right in the United States, and at one level I'm a part of that, in that I am an Orthodox Christian pastor, I'm pro-life, I'm anti-perversion, I affirm the substitutionary atonement of Jesus as the sole basis upon which we have salvation, that Jesus' blood has paid for our sin, that God has forensically declared us to be righteous because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So I'm Christian right there, but on this whole issue of Israel and dispensationalism and merging God and empire for political purposes, that's where John Dominic Crossan will come into play in this show on June 15th. His book is entitled God and Empire, Jesus Against Rome, Then and Now. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been taking a look at a series of news stories today with special reference to yesterday's guest appearance by Dr. Jerome Corsi, both of WorldNet Daily and Thomas S. Winter's Human Events. We talked extensively with Dr. Corsi about illegal immigration and about this travesty of Senate Bill 2611, the McCain-Kennedy-Brownback catastrophe known as Comprehensive Immigration Reform. Folks, any way you slice it, there is going to be an amnesty granted to illegal aliens in this country, 12 to 20 million of them. And as Dr. Corsi was pointing out yesterday, the current political strategy in the Senate is this, just to put it on hold for a while. We, of course, have the latest post at CNN.com, which indicates that Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico has managed to put forth the idea that they would cut the total number of guest workers, quote-unquote, guest workers, from 400,000 to 200,000. Arlen Specter, of course, says that they need the 400,000. He says that the economists emphasize the importance of these folks to the American economy. The long and the short of it is, however, that between Senate Bill 2611 and Senate Bill 1348, that Dr. Corsi, I think, is going to be proven correct. There will be no Senate immigration bill passing this year. Why? Because these guys know what's going to be in the bill because they're fronting for corporate America. Corporate America wants world government. Corporate America wants a gigantic free trade zone that comes together in something called the North American Union. This is what illegal immigration is tied to. It cannot be seen in isolation from the North American Union and from full-blown world government. Now, keeping that in mind, the United States Senate wants to insult your intelligence and mine by simply pretending that you and I don't know what's going on. So they'll put this whole deal on hold. They'll take all of our views under advisement, quote-unquote, and then once the presidential elections are over, we will have this illegal amnesty thing for illegal immigrants crammed down our throats. All 12 to 20 million will be approved ultimately to become citizens of this country. I'm predicting that right now. I'll go on the record in saying it. And once that happens, my old friend Frosty Wooldridge is going to be proven correct that once those 12 to 20 million are here legally, quote unquote, you can guarantee that in the next 33 years, according to Frosty's figures, there will be 100 million additional people in this country. 100 million. What's that going to mean to our culture? What's that going to mean to our economy? What is that going to mean to any semblance of continuance for the United States as an independent nation? I think you and I can figure that out, can't we? And according to Frosty Wooldridge figures, as I saw them recently in the American Free Press, just in the state of Texas alone, I think by 2025, if I'm remembering correctly what Frosty said, maybe it's as early as 2017, I don't recall, but somewhere between 2017 and 2025, according to what Frosty Wooldridge has said for the American Free Press, there will be an additional 12 million people just in the state of Texas alone if this thing goes through. We all know what this is going to mean, don't we? And when it comes to world government and the destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy, the eradication of the working middle class in the United States, this is all a part of the package. And the U.S. Senate is going to lay low, according to Jerome Corsi. They're going to come back and smoke us on this after the presidential election. And that on that you can bank. Let's then go back to something that we touched upon a little bit yesterday. This is an absolutely harrowing situation, one that we should spend some time with today. What is National Security Presidential Directive 51? It is also called Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. What is this? WorldNet Daily has a post on this, and of course Jerome Corsi has a very definitive article on it within that WorldNet Daily post. Larry Chin at Global Research also has some very extensive information on what is in this executive order. According to WorldNet Daily, President Bush on May 9th signed this executive order granting extraordinary powers to the office of the president in the event of a declared national emergency, apparently without congressional approval or oversight. Titled National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, it was issued with the dual designation of NSPD 51 as a National Security Presidential Directive and HSPD 20 as a Homeland Security Presidential Directive. The order establishes under the Office of the President a new National Continuity Coordinator whose job is to make plans for national essential functions, quote-unquote, of all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments, as well as private sector organizations to continue functioning under the president's directives in the event of a national emergency. Catastrophic emergency, quote-unquote, get a load of this one, is loosely defined. Loosely defined as, quote, any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, unquote. Interesting. Any incident, any incident that results in extraordinary levels of certain things. Any incident. And what are extraordinary levels? Obviously, we're not told. Jerome Corsi says the president can assume the power to direct any and all government and business activities, any and all, until the emergency is declared over by the president. The executive order says the assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, currently Francis Fragos Townsend, would be designated as the National Continuity Coordinator. Corsi says the executive order makes no attempt to reconcile the powers created for the National Continuity Coordinator with the National Emergency Act. This is currently an act that's on the books, folks. It's federal law, which requires that such proclamation, quote, shall immediately be transmitted to the Congress, and published in the Federal Register, unquote. A congressional research study notes the National Emergency Act sets up Congress as a balance in power to, quote, modify, rescind, or render dormant, unquote, such emergency authority if Congress believes the president has acted inappropriately. Folks, that's absolutely key, isn't it? Let's think about this for a minute. Mr. Bush is trying to go around this National Emergency Act in the same way that he's gone around the FISA legislation, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. Mr. Bush is trying to go around the Congress just as he has done in involving us in a foreign war where we were not attacked first without the specific declaration of war that is necessary by the Congress according to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. See the pattern? This National Emergency Act circumvention has its precedence in the Declaration of War circumvention and also in the FISA circumvention. Let's go back just to the FISA circumvention. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, but it's there for a reason. If you go back to the time frame prior to 1978, all of us are now aware of a series of things that have been done by the federal intelligence agencies under Mr. Hoover with the FBI, under Mr. Helms and others with the CIA that have clearly been ill-advised, immoral, illegal, and unconstitutional. I don't think there's any question about that. And I reference those remarks by pointing again to Matthias Chang's book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, How We Became War Junkies. And as a part of a subtitle here, Matthias indicates in the cover of his book that out in the open now are mind control programs and operations of the Mossad, the CIA, the British M16, etc., or the British MI6, I'm sorry. So as you look at what is said by Matthias Chang, there is a very long history, over 500 pages as Matthias gets into the whole subject, of where there has been incredible misconduct on the part of the American, Israeli, and British national security establishments. Keeping that in mind, Congress in the late 1970s finally said, you know, we need to have at least a semblance of a claim to oversight over what these guys are doing, both in conjunction with any American president or on their own. We've got to have some brief oversight. So the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act came into being. And basically what it did is it created a federal court, a secret federal court. And the secret federal court is empowered to convene whenever it needs to examine extraordinary measures being undertaken by the president and by the American National Security Establishment that under most, if not all, normal circumstances would deem to be unlawful, unconstitutional, and illegitimate in any sense of the word according to our traditions in this land. Okay? So basically what you have then is a situation where this court, secret court, convenes. If Mr. Bush, for example, decides that he wants to tap the phone of an American citizen without a court warrant, if he decides that he wants to, in conjunction with the boys at CIA, National Security Agency, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to engage in either electronic surveillance or a surreptitious break-in into someone's home or apartment or business in this country, he can do that without a court order or court warrant, only if he submits such a thing to the FISA court within 72 hours after he's already done it, okay? After he's already done it. If he is in a situation where he feels that the situation is so compelling that he's got to act without delay. Let's say that Mr. Bush is acting in good faith in a circumstance where he believes that there's an atomic bomb that's about to be detonated in a briefcase in a major American city. Let's say that he has, for a change, concrete intelligence that corroborates this. Okay, let's assume that. Let's assume that Mr. Bush believes that he has 2 or 3 hours to act before that bomb goes off. In a circumstance like that one, can we see a situation where the President of the United States would have to do something extraordinary? Of course, most of us can see that. He would have to call in the FBI, the CIA, the National Security Agency, anybody else that he had to talk to in the intelligence establishment to try and get to the bottom of that immediately, before there was a catastrophe that involved the deaths of thousands or potentially millions of people. But that's what FISA is all about. Mr. Bush right now has the statutory authority, according to the FISA legislation, to go ahead and do something on this order and to have his CIA and National Security Agency and FBI undertake the black bag job or the warrantless electronic surveillance or whatever is involved in it, if it's going to save lives in the context of that kind of an immediate crisis. But he must submit the details of what he's doing and what his boys in the intelligence community are doing to the FISA court within 72 hours of having done it. That way they can retroactively look at what he's doing just to make sure that he isn't making something up. Doing something in the name of national security, in other words, that has nothing to do with national security, that might involve a personal political vendetta. Where have we seen an example of that before in American history? Well, obviously, let's just take Watergate, okay? Mr. Nixon was doing certain things in conjunction with his plumbers unit that had nothing to do with national security, that had everything to do with Mr. Nixon's own crimes of commission and omission that he was afraid might see the light of day. And so he targeted certain people for harassment. He targeted certain people to be the victims of illegal activities on the part of the American intelligence establishment. Lest we single out Mr. Nixon unfairly, we can look at a series of other American chief executives, too, who've done the same thing. Lyndon Johnson did it, and did it to as revered a figure within politically correct circles as Martin Luther King. Bobby Kennedy and John Kennedy were involved in some of these activities, too. So was Eisenhower. So was Roosevelt. In other words, there is a very long, long laundry list of American chief executives who have done things that we know are illegal, immoral, and unconstitutional. Therefore, there's plenty of precedent to believe that Mr. Bush is no different from the rest of these people, potentially or in actuality. So we've got a situation where Mr. Bush is now saying that he does not have to conform to the law. Mr. Bush, through Alberto Gonzalez, his so-called attorney general, and through his ex-chief of staff, Andrew Card, has been involved in trying to get some form of quasi-legitimization within his own administration for these illegal surveillance activities that skirt and get around FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, get around it. We now know that Alberto Gonzalez has told Congress on 67 separate occasions in his testimony the other day that he can't recall what he did or did not do in conjunction with Andrew Card in regard to trying to get John Ashcroft during the ex-attorney general's waning days as attorney general, during the time when Ashcroft was in the hospital and presumably in a drug-induced stupor because of his medical problems. Mr. Gonzalez says he now cannot remember exactly what he and Card did to try and get Ashcroft to sign off on some things related to illegal surveillance activities that the Solicitor General, Ted Olson, would not sign off on, and that one other member of the administration would not sign off on either. So obviously something is afoot here. And when we look at this whole issue of the FISA courts, it's important to remember that those courts have approved an incredible percentage of the requests that have come to them on the part of the president and on the part of the American national security establishment to do all kinds of things that go outside the normal parameters of both common sense and the law. Okay? So this notion that Mr. Bush needs all these new powers to get around all of these chains that have been imposed upon him by current law in regard to being able to keep America safe, it's simple nonsense, folks. It will not wash. Now, Mr. Bush has been trying to circumvent the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. He wants a society where he can tap any phone, break into any home or apartment or business that he wants to, or that his boys in the National Security Agency want to break into, and they can do this without even passing these things by the FISA courts retroactively, 72 hours after they've already done it. Come on, Mr. Bush. These are not the actions of a president acting in a constitutional Republican fashion. These are the actions of a totalitarian individual who believes that his powers should be the same as those of Adolf Hitler and National Socialism at the time of Nazi Germany. This is the same attitude, of course, and the same view of events that Joseph Stalin had in communist Russia. The list goes on and on. Bush is trying to get around FISA. He's gotten around the Declaration of War stipulations of the Constitution. Now he wants to circumvent the National Emergency Act. When we come back, we'll take a look at what Larry Chin has to say about this at Global Research. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We'll be right back.
Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're looking at a series of news stories today. We were talking initially about Dr. Jerome Corsi and his appearance on the show yesterday. You can find Dr. Corsi's views on illegal immigration and a lot of other things, for that matter, both at WorldNet Daily as well as Human Events and News with Views. Each of those has Internet offerings for you. WND.com is Joseph Farah's WorldNet Daily. Thomas S. Winter's Human Events, I think, is HumanEventsOnline.com, I believe. And then NewsWithViews.com is the third place where you'll find Dr. Jerome Corsi and his post today on the Republican presidential candidates committing Harry Caray in regard to their support of this fraudulent immigration reform legislation, including S-2611. That's the McCain-Kennedy amnesty proposal that Senator Brownback made the mistake of co-sponsoring. You look at this whole thing, it's quite clear what's happening. And as we talk this morning, I'll get into a further examination of National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, both of which have given Mr. Bush new dictatorial powers as president as of May 9th. Corsi has talked about this at WorldNet Daily. I also want to get into what Larry Chin has to say about it today at globalresearch.ca. Folks, a crisis is coming. It's apparent that one is coming. When you look at what is happening on the front page of the Washington Post today, the flames of war are being fanned again by the Washington Post and by the Eastern liberal establishment, the trilateral folks, the CFR people, who clearly want a war with Iran. The front page of the Washington Post and Karen DeYoung's piece there today talks about this whole issue. Iran is not doing what the International Atomic Energy Agency wants. Iran is not doing what the UN Security Council allegedly wants. It's certainly not doing what the Bush administration wants, and therefore the United States has apparently engaged in a further beefing up, according to the Kavkaz Center of Chechnya, in its naval force in that part of the world. Something is brewing. We've been saying it for some time. I think it's clear that something is brewing. We simply don't know when it's going to happen. But when it does, look out for National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. Why? Because Mr. Bush will only be too happy to grab these new powers for himself vis-a-vis the Constitution, vis-a-vis the Congress, vis-a-vis the courts, and vis-a-vis you, the American citizen. That's what's happening. If you don't believe it, see what he's already done in circumventing the FISA legislation, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act legislation. Mr. Gonzalez, in my judgment, and Mr. Andrew Card have both committed federal offenses by being involved in this attempt on the part of the president to circumvent FISA. But then again, so is Mr. Bush. I think we're talking about a circumstance here where the smoking gun is there. Mr. Gonzalez has said before the relevant senatorial committee on 67 separate occasions that he can't recall what he's done in regard to any of this. We'll be back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Continue to unpack National Security Presidential Directive 51. When we return, stay tuned.